We are learning Masechta Sota Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top. The Gemara before said certain einshin for someone who is a gaseya ruach, someone who is a bal gaiva, and like the Marsha speaks out, we know ein einshin el mazirim, and the chiddush of the Marsha is that even by mila even by einish mina shemayim, there's also an idea of ein einshin el mkei mazirim. Therefore, the Gemara's question is that where is the hazara? There's a hazara. Lashon of the Marsha is ve'in einshin nami mishemayim mkei mazirim. So the Freit the Gemara, Hazara Lagasi Ruach Manayim, where's the Hazara? Where's the warning? Where's the lav in the Torah, the Isser in the Torah for Gasi Ruach? I'm Rav Amaziri. It says in the Pasuk, this is a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Shimu v'hazinu al tikbahu ki Hashem diber. So it says in the Pasuk clearly, listen and don't pick yourself up too much. That's the Makar for the Isser of Gasi Ruach. Rav Yitzchak Mamachov from this Pasuk, a Pasuk in the Torah, it says, you're going to become haughty and forget Hashem Elokecha. And then the Pasuk says, be careful not to forget Hashem Elokecha. We know Hashem is Elokecha. And it says, it's a lav that you shouldn't forget as Hashem Elokecha. You should not forget Hashem Elokecha. And where does that come from? From Ram Levavecha. So there you'll have your lav of Gaiva. So we have here Isser in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, in the Yirmiyahu, and you also have a Pasuk in the Torah that says, Ram Levecha v'shechachta, we know it's an Isser to be, it's a Shechach Hashem Elokecha. Doros Ravira, Ravira Darsh, Zimna Amlam Shmei Rav Asi, Zimna Amlam Shmei Rav Ami, Kol Odom Shesh Begas Ruach, L'soif Mismait, anyone who has Gas Ruach, who's about Gaiva, L'soif, at the end, Mismait, Rashi learns Mechashivusai, he's going to go down a notch in his Chashivas. Sometimes someone thinks the biggest Baal Gaiva will be bigger. No, he's going to go less. He'll go less. Shadam says in the Pasuk, Rumu, we dash in this Pasuk in Ehoiv, it says, Rumu ma'at ve'nenu, v'humchu kakoyel yekvaitzun, ukaroy shibel simalu. So we dash in Rumu, someone picks himself up, ma'at. If he makes himself a Baal Gaiva, ma'at, Hashem will ma'at him, make him less. And if you'll say he's going to last long in this world, he's going to die. He's not going to be anymore. But if does tshuva, he will be ne'esayf, will die, v'zmanoy, k'Avraham Avinu, sh'nema, it says in the Pasuk, where's Avraham Avinu, Merum is in this Pasuk, which Rashi says means he's going to die, a moisir sharm like Avraham Avinu. Where's that Merum is in the Pasuk? Sh'nema, it says in the Pasuk, v'humchu kakol yikpoitzum. So now humchu means that he will die like the kakoil. Kakoil yikvaitz is a die like someone who's kakoil. Who's that? Kavram yitzav yakov. The chsiv b'hu, it says by them, bakoil mikoil koil. Why? Because by Avram it says, v'ashem berech as Avram bakoil. Yitzchak it says, by v'oichel mikoil yakov, v'oichel, it says mikoil, v'oichel mikoil, v'yitzchak it says in the Pasuk, when Yitzchak found out that Yaakov brought the food instead of Esav. He said, "Yecher Yitzchak harad with Elad Moed v'yema mi efahu hatzad tayv yavli v'oichel mikoil." Says Lashon Mikoil, and by Yaakov Avinu also Lashon Koil. It says when Esav ran after him, it says v'chi yeshli koil. I have everything. So when it says in the pasuk kakoil, v'humchu kakoil yikvaitzim is referring to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Bakoil is Avram, Mikoil is Yitzchak, and Koil is Yaakov. We actually say in benching. Bako, Mikol, Koil, it comes from this. That's what it's from. We give ourselves a bracha. We should have a bracha. Bako, Mikol, Koil, it's from this. The three brachas of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. V'im laf, if he does not do tshuva, ukeroish shiboilu simoilu. He'll be chopped off like a head of a stalk of grain. My keroish shiboilu. What is the head of a stalk? What are we referring to there? Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Machlokes. Chad Omar, Kisasa, the Shibusa. We're talking about the beard that's on top of the grain. It's not the wheat itself, but it's those little beards that are on top of the grain. Chad Omar, Kishibula Asma, like the wheat on top of the grain. So more of a question like this. Bishlam Omar, the Omar, Kisasa, Shibusa, still talking about the beard on top of a grain. Hainuch Siv, Kurei Shibulis. We understand why it says Reish Shibulis, because the top is the Reish. Elamon the Yomakis Shibulis Atzma means the actual grain. Ma'ever Uker Reish Shibulis. What does it mean Reish Shibulis? It's not the top of a stalk. The wheat's not on top of a stalk. Amar Avas V'chein Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Moshel Adam Shnichas Hesedei Ugevay Egevay Malaket. When someone's going to collect grain from his field, he takes the top ones first. It's easier to take it. He takes one of those first, and that's the Moshel to Balgaiv also. When Hashem goes to collect the people in in, on earth to take them away, he collects the Gavoya first, the Balagaiva first. Further in the sugya of Balagaiva and Anovim, the people who are Anov, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Ki koi omar ram v'nisa, shaykhinad the Kaddish Shema. Hashem says, shaykhinad the Kaddish Shema, morim the Kaddish, eshkoin ve'ezdaka u'shva ruach lahaki, yosh ruach shval mahakis leiv nidkan. So we're darshing like this. The word eshkoin, we're putting together with ve'ezdaka. So the Pasuk says, ve'ezdaka u'shva ruach, rahun v'chista, char omar iti daka. I bring the daka up to me. Eshkoin ve'ezdaka, I will be with the downtrodden. They'll come to me. I will lift them up. V'charam ani ezdaka. I will be with the daka. I'm going to lower myself to be with the daka. So which way is it? There's two ways Hashem saying he picks up the poor people or the downtrodden or the broken people. Either by bringing them up to him or by him lowering himself down to them. Mustavra command yama ani es daka. Mustavra command yama says that I will go lower myself to the daka. So he calls Baruch Hu Nia kol harim mikvoyis vahishvish chinos har Sinai. You see, Hashem left all the mountains and went and was master shechina on Har Sinai. V'loi and gav har Sinai l'mali. He didn't make the Har Sinai bigger. He lowered himself down to Har Sinai. Om Rav Yosef, similar idea. L'oyom yilmad odom. Midas Koina. A person only should learn from his creator. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu niach kol harim v'gvoyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left all the big mountains. V'hishu shechina al har Sinai. And he was master of shechina on har Sinai. And some gurus, niach kol lorenz tavis. V'hishu shechina al har Sinai. They find the same thing, that when he wanted to show himself to Moshe, he came in a sneh and not in any beautiful trees. I heard a vartal of someone says, Moshe kibul teirah mi Sinai. Moshe Kibbutz Torah, you know why? Because Messina, he learned from Sinai to be an Onov, that's why he's Moshe Kibbutz Torah. I'm Rav Loza. Kol Odom, Shiyesh Begasis Haruach, Royu Legade Kaashera. I heard that word from Yosef Grossman, Zatzal. That's what I heard that word from. I'm Rav Loza. Kol Odom, Shiyesh Begasis Haruach, Royu Legade Kaashera. Anyone who has Gasis Haruach, he should, it's Royu to chop him off like Asherah. What's special about chopping off Asherah? So the Rashi explains, because Asherah, you got day of Yishar Shachareah. You have to pull out the roots also. You got to really, really pull that out. So if someone's got Zeruach, he gets destroyed from his world as a good, like Asherah. Ksiv Hacha, it says in the Pasuk over here, Berami Akoyma Geduim. It says here, Berami Akoyma Geduim, you see by someone who's a Balgai, but it's a Lashon Geduim. Ksiv Hasam, Vashareim Tikadayim. So you see, it's similar type of uprooting. Vam Rav Loza. Kol Adam just begat Zeruach in Afrininah. He won't be Zeicher to Tchias HaMesim. His earth will not, his soil will not shake. It means Tchias HaMesim. Shem says the Pasuk, He kitzu v'ranu sheikh ne'afar. It says sheikh ne'afar, the neighbors of Afar. Don't say sheikh ne'afar. Don't say that wake up the people who are sleeping in Afar. It says sheikh ne'afar. Lo'y ne'amel sheikh ne'afar. Mi sh'nas is shokhin la'afar v'chayim. You know who's going to wake up at Tchias HaMesim? The people who made themselves a neighbor to the Afar, they lowered themselves and made themselves not a Balgaiva in this world. Any person that has gas haruach, shechina miyala asalav. The shechina cries over them. Shenema v'goyva memerchak yiyoda. Which Rashi teaches means a goyva, someone who's a balgaiva, memerchak yiyoda. Hashem knows what's going to happen to him, and therefore, even before it happens, he already is crying over them. Rashi says like this: Mekoydom shetovei alav peronias yom rav miyoda shechina mesayin. Yiyoda means shechina mesayenes v'shtaveres alav. The shechina is already wailing over them because they know that their seif is not going to be too gavaldic. Doris Ravir with Tamar Ravalaza, Boresh, like Mizvah Baruch, Mizvah Dom. The Kars Baruch does not fear Zik like a boss of a dom. Minutes boss of a dom, Gavoya, Royas, Gavoya. You know, the big people see the big people. They think by Royas a shuffle. They don't see the lowly people. They can't even see them. Mizvah Baruch and Ken. Who Gavoya? He's big, but Royas a shuffle. He sees the little ones. Shanam is in the Pasik. Ki Ram Hashem, Vishafa Yira. Even though Ram Hashem, Shafa Yira, he sees the low ones. Anyone who has Gas Ruach, Hashem tells them, I cannot live in the same world as you. Shneimer says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Miloshni Beseiser Eyu, Oisei Atzmis. Then it says in the Pasuk, Geva Einayim Urechav Lev, someone who is a Geva Einayim, haughty eyes, Urechav Lev, Levov, he's a big chest, Oisei Le'uchal. Him I can't handle. What's oisoy uchal mean? How would I say that? Al tikri oisoy ele itoy la uchal. He cannot be with me. I can't be in the same room as this balgaiva. And ikad maasti lo amasapir lashon hara, which is the beginning of the pasuk. Some say it's going on masapir lashon hara. Shdema lashni v'seisera eyu oisi atzmis. The him I will chop down. Someone who says lashon hara. Omer avachstandir. Kol adam just be gas ruach fil ruach kimoy chrosay. Anyone who has gas ruach. Even a small wind will make it muddy. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, "Varasham ki yom nigrash." Ma yom shpoi kamer vias. Madlich the yam. Pick the picture: ocean has millions and trillions of vias of water. Ruach kima, a little wind comes like chrasai. It makes it all muddy. All the mud comes up. Odom she'im be'al revias achas. A person only has one revias. Al achas kama. What does it mean? A person only has one revias. So Rashi explains. And he mentions the Gemara in Nazir that we know a kol nafshus basically yavoi. The lachem of Sinai is that a revias dam is tama ba'oil. Why? Because a person is meskayim a revias dam. Therefore, we call it adam. All adam is only revias dam. So madach the yam that has thousands of revias will get muddy and get dirty. Vada a person a little wind, so a little wind of a gas is a ruach will make him crazy. Like the. And Rashi speaks out, Peronius Kalotar Fasim Adasa. Someone's a little agaiva. The first little crisis, he already loses himself. He's done. He doesn't have any brains anymore. That's what happens to a balgaiva. Zog Mora Vaita, Omrachi Rashi of Rav, Tam Chokam Tzorach Shia by Echad Shmoin of Shminis. A Tam Chokam needs a little bit of gaiva. A Shmoin of Shminis, which is 1 out of 64. That's how much gaiva he has to have. Why? So Rashi explains, Kolaymar, it's the end of the first widest line. Kolaymar tzarach shiyeh b'ma'at gaiva shloyu kali arosh mistoilim boy. You have to have a little gaiva, so the people who want to make fun shouldn't step all over him. V'yedvar miskav leim b'karchem. He has to have a certain type of kayach, so therefore he has to have a gaiva 164th. What happens 164th? The Maritz Chayis explains because we know it's an idea called batal b'shishim. Batal b'shishim. So we don't want him to have anything within Shishim, because that's not Batal B'Shishim. We want him to have more than Shishim, therefore it's really his Gaiva's Batal B'Shishim, therefore it's 164. There's other Ramazim, also Gas, Ruach, Gas is Gematria 63, he has to be 164, so he's out of Gas, Ruach. Different Ramazim, Ayin, in the Agoyis, V'Chadushim in the back, different Ramazim to 164. Amar Avuna Breid Rav Yeshua, Uma Atrelei, this little Gaiva is a crown on his head, Kisas El Shabalusa, like the zokain, the beard on top of the grain. If you look at a grain, there's a little beard on top of it. That's what it's like. The gaiva is something. Omar Rava. Rava also agrees to this. V'shamta the ispe, a person who has gaiva, he should be b'cherim. U'v'shamta the lespe. And the person should be b'cherim if he doesn't have his little 164th. Omar Nachum Yitzchak. Loi minei v'loi miksasa. I don't want anything. I don't want a little bit. I don't want a lot. I want nothing. That's, that not a big deal. It says, so pastors of Nachman Yitzchak is arguing the first 3 months of the Yomim. We had here, Rav Chiya Ba'ashi said you have to have 164th. Rav Huna Rav Yeshua says it's gvaldik like a beer to a grain. Rava says, b'shamta the lesbe. Rav Nachman says, no, loy minei v'loy miksasa. And how do we paskin? After how we paskin? You know, the Elmi here is to be the Chum. You have to know how we paskin. How do you paskin? Do you have the 164th or not? So the Rambam Hilchos Deis seems like in Paskins that you shouldn't have any gaiva l'maisa. That's what it seems like in the Rambam. In the Rambam, I don't know if we have it over here, Perek Beis Hilchos Deis, Loch Gimel, it says, V'yesh deyois sha'osh lo'odman l'nirig b'yam b'yinis. There's certain things that you have, you don't, Rambam's sheet always is, go the middle way. There's certain things you don't do the middle way. El yisrachik min ha'kotza echod ala kotza achar. You got to go from one side all the way to the other side. Which type of midas is that? V'hu gval leif. She'ein derech ha'toy v'shiyya odom ono b'varashi yishval ruach asir ruch en emuch en moiz. Anof b'yishtama ono. You got to be very, very shval ruach. V'hu gval leif she'ein derech ha'toy v'shiyya odom ono b'varashi Fikach tzivu chacham, ma'oid ma'oid hava shvar ruach. Va'oid omru shkoma gvili boi kafa veikah, shnev ro'o vecha v'shvar shum lakecha. Va'oid omru v'shamta man de ispe gasa ruach, fil miksasa. That's how he brings it down. He brings down that memra, that v'shamta, fil miksasa. V'chenekoi, and he goes back to other things. The Rambam seems like he paskins that we shouldn't have any type of gaiva at all, and not like the first 3 man the omrim. So that's what it seems like. He says you shouldn't even have the 164th. Ask your local rabbi for the shayla. Omer Chizkiya, ain't filosi shel adam, Ain't tefilasa shel adam neshmas elam kein meisim liboy kebasa. A person's tefillah is not a shmas unless he makes his heart to basa, not a stone heart. He has to have a soft heart. Shneimer says in the pasuk, v'hoyu amidei chaydesh v'chacha. You have to call basa shtachvayz. Why do we use that lashon basa? To teach us, and this is talking about the shtachvayz of Hashem, talking about coming to daven to Hashem. So, therefore, you see from here, we call the person a basa. He has to come with a soft heart, with anivus, with a, not a lev even. Omer Rav Zera, basa k'sivbe v'nirpa. By tzaras, sometimes it says basa, sometimes it says adam. So when it says basa, the pasuk says, u'basa k'yiye bayi ba'oiroi shchin v'nirpa. It's the only time you use lashon v'nirpa, is only when it says a basa. Mashenkin, when it says Adam, it doesn't say the word Venirpa there. When it says the Adam, it does not say the Lashon Venirpa. To teach us that if someone is a like a Basa, then he's soft like a Basa, he will get a Venirpa. Mashenkin, Rashi says this, Shmishu Rach Va'anov Kebasa, someone who's soft and an Anov like Basa, currently his Shrapas Mi Yisurim Ha'Bamalav. He'll get the kapara. This is four lines from the bottom. He'll get a kapara from his esurim. Avol mishu kasha ka adama, which is adam ka adama, is like a adam, which is hard like adama. Ain refuah makosav. There's no refuah to his makas so fast. Dafka when he's basar. Now the Gemara uses lashon adam and basar to tell you that from those words itself you will be a big anav. Amar Rav Yechanan. Adam stands for afar, dam, and mara. A person is made out of these things. Why is it called Adam? Because he's Efer Dam Amara. As if it shouldn't be a very big shot. I don't know exactly what with Efer or Afar. I guess the word comes from Afar. It comes from Afar. Dam, we always made out of Dam. Amara is the bile that comes from the liver, which Rashi says all the chaloyim, all the sicknesses come from there. And it depends what you eat. That could cause sicknesses. And it gives you a whole idea of different type of bile. There's red bile and black bile. Akaponim, a person knows what he's made out of. He won't be such a big shot. And basa stands for busha, which means lost lava. He's gonna have busha and serucha. Lost lava. He's gonna be spoiled, a spoiled piece of meat. And rima be full of worms. If he remembers that, so then he will have, he'll be a bigger anav. And the word basar, the sin, which stands for srucha, even though it's a samach, but since it's a sin, we say srucha. But ikad amri, we have to dash something else for the sin. Ikad amri is sha'oil, which means a caver. The chsiv, because says b'shin, even though it's not a sin, but a shin, so rather say sha'oil. So it stands for busha, sha'oil, and rima. Sha'oil means one day you'll be lying in a caver underground. Omar avash, kol adam shiyesh boy gaza saruach. Anyone who has gas ruach soif nifchas, at the end he will get become less. Shenema it says in the pasuk, v'lesa'es v'lesapachas, and we darshin ve'in se'es loshen gaiva. Se'es loshen of being a balgaiva. Shenema val kol harim haram val kol gvayis hanesuah. See, loshen se'es means to be a balgaiva. Ve'in sepachas al tveilus. Sepachas loshen of being subordinate, secondary. Shenema it says in the pasuk by the bnei Eli that Shmuel gave them a curse, gave them a klala, and he said, you guys are not going to be a part of the regular mishmaris of Kahanim, and if you're going to want lechem, you're going to say, v'ho yikol noyusim b'veischa, yovel shtach v'yisloy la'aguris kesef kika lechem, v'omar, sifacheni no'al achas ha'kahunois lecha pas lechem. Let me attach myself to one of the kahunois. Sifach shachachena means you'll be secondary. So sa'ei, someone who picks himself up, sa'pachas will be secondary. Let's see how great the Nemuchei Ruach are in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When a person brought an Oila, he got a Schar of Oila. Mincha, Schar Mincha V'yodai. Av Mish Daita Shvela, if someone has a lower, he's an Anav, he's not Shabbat Gaiva, Malo Kasakil Hikriv Kol HaKabonis Kulam, it's Kilibur all the Kabonis, Nema, it's in the Pasuk, Zivche Elikim, Loshen Rabim, Zivche Elikim, Ruach Nishbara. Someone has a broken heart, all the Zvachim are mashed from the word Zivche Elikim, like Rashi says. Zivche Elikim, Ruach Nishbara, someone's broken heart is better than all the Kabonis, it's better bringing an Oila and a Mincha and everything. Loy Oid, El Shein Tfilos in the Masses. His tefillahs are accepted and they're not pushed away. Shadam says the Pasuk, Leib Nishbar, Nitka, Lakim, Lay Sivza, Hashem will not push away your tefillahs. V'om Rav Shuma Levi, another man of Shuma Levi, Kol Hashom Archoisav Ba'il Mazah. Anyone who Shom means he weighs them, he shatters them up, he weighs his Archois in Ba'il Mazah. He says, you know what? If I'm going to do this, I'm not going to be Avera. Let me get the schar. That means he thinks before he does things, and he weighs every decision. If it goes, I'll be das Torah not, I'll be Torah not. If someone does that, Zeichav Rav Shuvash Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he'll see the Yeshua, he'll see the ultimate Geula. She does the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, and when Dash is Pasuk, the Pasuk says, V'som derech arenu v'yesha alekim. And when Dash is not V'som derech, I'll take V'som of V'som derech. Someone who weighs his options and he thinks about what he does, then he will see v'yesha alekim. He'll see in the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will see the ultimate Yeshua of Mashiach Tzikenu, if he's Som or Chayisav, if he's Shom or Chayisav.